I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The UN's top envoy says conditions in Syria cannot be ignored, with more than 16 million people in need and hundreds of thousands displaced. Meanwhile, the church in Syria is dying, a Catholic bishop warns, with Christians leaving the country in search of better living conditions. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
what they've had to deal with is extreme. The stat is 500,000 Christians have been martyred in the last recent years. The brutality that we've seen earlier in this year of executions of Christians and ISIS-ish people coming in and taking over after Assad flees.
While the above-ground church is shrinking,
the Spirit of God is moving. He is speaking to people powerfully. Muslim background believers are growing.
So pray for doors to stay open as Global Catalytic Ministries begins new work in Syria.
He's asked us to go to every nation, tribe, and tongue, so that's what we'll do.
And after COVID, prisons across America expanded tablet use. In January this year, Prisoners for Christ partnered with the Pando app to upload gospel videos and books for prisoners to access. Mike North, Vice President of Communications at PFC, says over 700 inmates have committed their lives to Jesus on the app.
It's really humbling, and it's an unexpected blessing to think that we are actually in the cell with these prisoners. We are actually meeting them literally where they are, to present the light of the gospel.
PFC President Greg Von Tobel adds,
if your listeners were so moved to partner with us, there's a lot more material that we could certainly avail ourselves of putting out there for inmate consumption.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.